If you would. Once again, we are back in Ephesians. And we are starting at Ephesians 2:11 this morning. Ephesians 2:11. There's something about Jesus being the light of the world and that light going out. Something's wrong. Anyway, these verses have a very interesting background. And really, to appreciate what Paul's about to say in Ephesians 2:11 and following, we're going to look at the background. You can't really get a good feel for what Paul is saying, a good understanding, unless we look at some background things about Ephesians 2:11 and following. Paul has, of course, been talking about the call of the church. The church is not a building. It's people. Now, you know, when I say church would be a great place if it weren't for the people. Well, the church is no building. It's people. That's why we don't have to worry about when we have something on the carpet of the church. The church isn't harmed by soiled carpet. The church is harmed when we harm the individual bricks. Remember that? And Paul's been talking about this, and he's reminding Gentiles of what Jesus Christ did. He called us, he redeemed us, he sealed us, he saved us, and we found out last week and the week before that the only means of salvation is God's grace by faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. No one can earn it. But he still wants us to look back. And in 2:11, Paul brings this up because Paul has a very troubling memory. Behind 2:11 and following is a very troubling memory of Paul. By the way, you do know that Ephesians is a what kind of epistle? It begins with a P. A prison epistle. Paul went to jail. And behind 2:11 and following is the memory of Paul as to why he went to jail. And to really tease out what Paul is talking about and the great significance of how God in Jesus Christ in the new covenant has united not only Jews but Gentiles into one body called the church. He has a memory here of this. Look what he says here in 2:11. Therefore remember that formerly you Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, remember that you were at one time separated from Christ. Now, I don't think any of us truly can understand the separation here. You know, people love to divide. We divide into political parties. We divide into all sorts of groups. But God, His purpose in the church is to unite. Now, Paul was arrested. And behind these verses about unity, in order to understand and tease out what Paul's about to say, I want you to go to Acts chapter 21. Acts chapter 21, and we're going to start at verse 15. Acts chapter 21, and we're going to start at verse 15. To bring out 2:11 of Ephesians, you have to understand something. You're so used to how things are now that you don't understand how radical Paul's teaching was in 2:11 and following. It was radical. And he got in trouble for it. All right, let me give you a background to 21. Paul's gone on three missionary journeys. Actually, Paul had four missionary journeys. We know he made it to Spain after these. So he had four. But Acts only records three. Now, he went and he'd go to the synagogue. And he would say, I've got wonderful news. Jesus is the Messiah. And they'd say to him, Paul, is that Jesus who was killed as an insurrectionist who blasphemed God? This is the Messiah? And he'd say, I got even better news for you. God has united Jew and Gentile together in one body, the... And then, you know, they in a synagogue, you could invite people up, and instead of the head of the synagogue preaching, someone else could. So someday we may want to do like the synagogue, and I'll invite people up to preach. Well, they invited, Paul was saying this, and guess what they did? The moment he started talking about unity, they rushed him and threw him out. Now let's look at the background of why this thinking. How many of you have ever looked at a picture of the Jewish temple? Okay. Imagine, here, I'll show you a picture of the Jewish temple. Wish I had to project. But imagine a rectangle. Okay. On here is the altar where they would sacrifice everything. Over here is another. Imagine a rectangle with two squares within the rectangle. Here is where they would sacrifice. Here is another court. Then imagine outside of this rectangle with the two squares, way outside of it, another area. Now the Jewish temple had courts, and I don't mean, you know, where you go to in front of the judge. I mean, they had areas. And on the outside of the temple, before you ever got into the inner two squares, was called the court of the Gentiles. Now, the court of the Gentiles was really outside the temple, and there was a wall all around the temple. And outside of that big wall was the court of the Gentiles, and what this meant was this. If you are a Gentile, don't you dare step within the triangle. I mean, within the rectangle. And in that rectangle are those two courts. Keep that in mind. And if you do, we'll kill you. They had temple guards that would be patrolling, and somehow, I guess they could tell who the qualified entrants into the temple were and who weren't. And if you as a Gentile ever got in beyond that outward big wall, you're on the outside as a Gentile. You went in, they kill you. And what really bothered the Jewish people were many times Roman soldiers would actually go in there. And that would violate the temple because those Roman soldiers are dogs. So inside, ladies, I've got great news for you. Once again, this picture. Imagine now the rectangle, what's a wall. Outside of that wall, you Gentiles can stay. How many of you are Gentiles? Raise your hand. Everybody better raise their hand. Okay, you can't go. You can't go beyond that big, huge wall, or you're dead. Okay, ladies, got great news for you. Within the temple are these two squares. Over here is the altar where they sacrificed everything, and that's got a wall around it. Then there's another wall square over here. You know, within it, there's these two squares. That's called the court of women. Now, for all of you ladies, got great news for you. In the Jewish temple, you could get in the big wall. And you could go to the court of women. But if you dare step outside of the court of women in the Jewish temple, guess what they would do with you? How many of you have ever seen in Singapore the canings? They take this big stick. And in Singapore, Sandy's mom and dad lived there, and there was this one kid that did something he shouldn't have done, and so they put him on a public square, and they took this big stick, and they gave him 20 whacks. Well, ladies, if you were a woman, you could get into the big wall of the outer rectangle and you could go into the inner square of the court of the women. But if you as a woman dare go anywhere else, you would be taken to the public square. And either your husband or a temple official would spank you. You didn't know that about the Jewish temple, did some of you? This is how things were set up. And this became really encrusted in Jewish history. Really legalistic. Women over here, you Gentiles, stay out. Or we'll kill you or beat you. All right, now let's listen to this story. Paul has been preaching 3 missionary journeys. He's gone into the synagogue and he's told them, I got wonderful news. Jew and Gentile are united together in one in the church. There is no more Jew and Gentile. They're all one. These distinctions are gone, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bible. They're gone. But here's what happens. And after these days, Paul goes to Jerusalem in verse 15. Some of the disciples came up with us. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren, now see that word brethren in verse 17? You could put in there Jewish brethren. Because in Jerusalem is the Jewish church. It consisted of overwhelmingly, if not exclusively, Jewish membership. And how many of you ever heard our great choir director, Sean A., talk about brain plasticity? It means that if you get, the older you get, the more you become used to something, the more you can't change. And all of these brethren in the early church are being rocked by changes and they're struggling. These Jewish people are struggling with brain plasticity because they're used to, guess where the early church used to worship? In the temple. And guess what? Ladies, you could get into the court of the women, but don't you dare. So, you ever heard of a Quaker chapel? Ever heard of a Quaker chapel? That's where they get these ideas. Even though the Bible says these distinctions have been broken down. And after the Jewish brethren greeted him, it says in verse 18, and now the following day, Paul went with us to James. Now that's Jesus' brother. And Jesus' brother was a really strong Mosaic law Christian, which is a contradiction we find out. And after he had greeted them, he began to relate, that is Paul, one by one, marvelous news. Gentiles have believed in Jesus. Churches are all over believing in Jesus. Great news. And when they heard it, they were glorifying God. And this is what they said. Here is what, look at verse 20. You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. Now, see, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, brain plasticity. The old covenant is the law. What did Jesus do? He inaugurated what? The new covenant. What are they still living under? There was a period of transition. They're living under the law, and they're zealous for it. So if you're zealous for the law, what do you think you have to get all of you Gentiles circumcised? I brought the whole library down to Biola one year. Sandy was dating me at the time. It had, at the front where you check out books, it had circulation desk. So I have a sense of humor, which makes fundamentalist Christians really mad at me. I took the white out, and I changed it from circulation desk to circumcision desk. And Meredith Mitchell was the name of the lady. I don't know if she's still alive, but she wanted to have my head for doing that. I just thought it was funny myself. Never have a sense of humor among religious fundamentalists. They don't know what to do with it. Anyway, these people were, you got to get circumcised. Ladies, there has to be Quaker chapel. And we got to get under the Mosaic law. And don't you eat that lobster. And how dare you like that pork sandwich? Pork barbecue. And they've been saying this about you, Paul, in verse 21. And they have been told about you that you are teaching all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses. Well, hey, listen to me. That's true. Christ is the what of the law to those who believe? Termination, fulfillment. Do you? I mean, I know there are some Christians that keep the Mosaic law, which is completely nuts. It was over. But these Jews were struggling with the fact that, wow, they've been zealous for the law. We keep Moses. Well, guess who the Old Covenant glorifies? Are you ready? Who does the Old Covenant glorify? It begins with an M. Who does the New Covenant glorify? Get your priorities straight. So they're a little bit upset with Paul because of this. Telling them not to circumcise their children or to walk according to the customs. That meant, guess what you did as a good Jewish person who believed in Jesus on the Sabbath? You went to temple and you didn't work. Well, the Sabbath was fulfilled in Jesus. Have fun on Sunday. The New Covenant doesn't encompass those things. And so Paul's really in trouble with his fellow Jews because he's been naughty in their mind when he hasn't. He's been biblical. They say to him in verse 22, what then is to be done, Paul? They will certainly hear that you have come. And they're going to be upset with you, Paul. The Jews, Paul, do not like you. But I'm a Jew, Paul says. They think you're against Moses, Paul. But Jesus Christ inaugurated the new God. We don't care. So here is what happens. Therefore, do this that we tell you. This is James giving bad advice. Okay? We have four men who are under a vow. Take them, purify yourself along with them, pay their expenses, shave your heads. See, that's been popular for 2,000 years. And all will know that there is nothing to the things which have been told about you, but that you yourself also walk orderly, keeping the law. So here, James says to him, what we need to do is give you some good advice. Listen to me, when people bring up to you good advice, weigh it before you do it. This was bad advice. He says, take fellow Jews, four of them, they need to do a vow, like good Jews, and take them to the temple. The only trouble is, here's the thing, these are Hellenized Jews. And Hellenized Jews were already on the edge because they didn't act like... There were two kinds of Jewish people in this day. Hebraized Jews that were strict, you could tell. Then the Hellenized Jews were kind of cosmopolitan. They weren't going to, you know, but they weren't going to get into all of those strict peculiarities. And so he takes four Jews who are Hellenized, pay their duty. But concerning the Gentiles who have believed, we wrote, having decided that you should abstain from meat sacrificed to idols and from blood. Okay, the Gentiles can go off, but good Jews have to be what? Good Jews. Then Paul took the men and the next day purified himself. That meant what? He went through rabbinic ritual. It's not in the Bible. But what was he purifying himself from? You want to know? You want me to really show you what he was purifying himself from? Those dirty, stinking Gentiles that he had eaten ham sandwiches with and done all of this with. He was taking a bath because us dirty, stinking Gentiles defiled him. Division. So he purifies himself along with them. They took a good bath. They went into the temple giving notice of completion of the days of purification until the sacrifice was offered for each one of them. They're still offering sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Paul wasn't plenary verbal unless he wrote the word of God. At this point, Hebrews tells us these sacrifices are gone. But they're not perfect and the Bible's not condoning it. Just telling you what he did. He listened to bad advice. Be careful who you listen to. So watch what happens next. And when the 7 days were almost over, the Jews from Asia. Now, these are strict. They don't cut the corners of their hair or whatever, cut it or whatever. Seeing him in the temple began to stir up all the multitude and they laid hands on him. And this is what they cried out. And it was completely wrong. But this is what I call acute division that the Mosaic Law did. Now watch this. Men of Israel, come to our aid, all you good Jews who keep kosher. By By the way, you know today when something says on the package kosher, you know what that means? They've paid the rabbis to say it's okay. This is how their side of clergy keep their. That's how they do it. This is the man who preaches to all men everywhere against our people. Well, how did he preach against the people? He told anybody, including Gentiles, you can become a spiritual Jew by accepting the Jewish Messiah. See, the new covenant unites, doesn't divide. We've seen that in our country. Aren't we divided over every little thing? I'm glad we have in our church Egyptians, Jewish, Meshuggah to me, I don't know what I am, except that they're still hunting for me back in the country where I came from. We're all from everywhere. But in the church, these distinctions are gone. But you see, it's hard for people to get when God is a unifier in the church. Look what it says. Men of Israel, come to our aid. This is the man who preaches to all men everywhere against our people. What did he preach? He preached, you don't have to be under the law. So that they considered it's against our people. Everywhere again, and the law in this place. And besides, he's brought Greeks into the temple. Now let's go back to the temple. The rectangle. Quarter to women. Where the sacrifices are. You Gentiles could get only outer wall, not the big wall. You'd never get in. That's why I laugh when I hear all these Gentiles. Oh, they may be rebuilding a temple. You ain't getting anywhere near it. These are gone. They won't let you in. The IDF would arrest you or shoot you. And he's defiled this holy place. How did Paul defile the holy place in their mind? You know how to defile a holy place for Jews? Bring some goy in. What do we call that today? What would you call that today? No, racism. See, God unites in the new covenant. And Paul's going to address, this is what got Paul arrested. They kept telling Paul, don't you go to Jerusalem, you're going to get in trouble. Paul said, even God said through the prophet, Agabus, don't step there. And Paul did. How do you like that? I'm ready to be in prison. Well, so shall you be then. So guess what happens? And all the city was aroused, all of Jerusalem, because that Jew dared bring Gentiles close to the temple. But by the way, they weren't Greeks in the sense of what you're used to. They were Jewish Hellenized people. They were Jews. They just didn't keep exact kosher like the Hebraists of Jerusalem did. What is this? Fundamentalists are always causing trouble, aren't they? Anyway, and they grab hold of Paul in a riot, take hold of him, and drag him out of the temple. And then the doors were shut. You know why they shut the doors? No other Gentiles are going to get in here. Going to stop that. No Gentiles in here. And verse 31, what do all good fundamentalists do in verse 31? Tell me, what do all good religious fundamentalists try to do? In verse 31, who's got the word? It begins with a K. Why is that? If you really look at what Jesus preached, he came to save, not to kill. But I don't know of one fundamental... You know what they used to do in Christianity in the ages when they were trying to translate the Bible into the common language of a person, which the early church always did? Guess what they did with those people that did that? They burned them. Religious people are nuts. You bet. Here it is. I don't care if you're Islam. By the way, if you were in Islam and you tried to get to Mecca and you weren't, Allah be praised, jihad. That's how I answer my phone now when people call me. Allah Akbar, jihad. And then I hear this little click and the NSA is listening. You tried to get to Mecca and you were a Gentile, not, guess what happened to you? And ladies, if you tried to get to Mecca, what do you think would happen to you? See, it's all the same. Only Christianity is different. God united these people. So here's what happens. A report came up to the commander, and he had to rescue Paul. They were going to kill him. Now that's what Judaism had degenerated into. Now let's go back to Ephesians to set this up for next week. And Paul ends up 4 years in prison. 4 years, because they were going to bring charges to the Roman government that this man does this, all because what was his error? He was preaching unity of the Gentiles together. Under the new covenant, listen to me. When Jesus said, "This is the new covenant," Jesus took and inaugurated the new covenant. The old covenant's gone. The old covenant divides. As a matter of fact, it causes riots. The new covenant, Paul is about to talk, and we'll leave it here, that what the new covenant does is it takes every ethnic group and it makes them one in the body of Christ, which is what? The church. And it says this in 2:11, and I'll leave it. We won't go far into it because I'm out of time. Ephesians 2:11. "Therefore you Gentiles remember, who were Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision." You know what? They didn't like, Paul brought, they thought, uncircumcised Philistines into the temple. "By the so-called circumcision, that you were at that time separated from Christ." Look at verse 13, and then I'm going to conclude with this, and we'll go back into this. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off have been brought," what?
Near.
God is a unifier, not a divider. And if you preach disunity of God's people, you are not preaching what the Bible says. In any way, shape, or form, if you preach disunity in terms of God uniting all of us together in one new organism, as Paul, and I've seen this done by major theologians, and I'll show you how it's done in the weeks to come as I prove the heretic that I am. You'll see this. God took in the new covenant, and Paul is going to say, all of us have been made one.